This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I do remember every single year my dad's birthday is August 2nd, and it is always around the Hall of Fame game. So it is about that time, my friend.
Here we go. We're about to start our season here in a little bit with some NFL preseason. Of course, not what we're, you know, not what we really want, but hell, it is football, and the Hall of Fame game is July 31st. It is the Rams visiting the Detroit Lions. Not really much to take away from a Hall of Fame game. If we're being completely honest, man, that's just, yeah, you're going to see the first unit for maybe two or three snaps.
If we're lucky.
The one hope in preseason also is that the team doesn't go three and out to start. The team goes three and out, you know that player is probably done. The starters are probably done at that point. But if they get a nice drive, you can see a team go all the way down the field and at least try to get a punch one in. So
yeah, well, then we'll see some kid go for like 100 yards receiving and still get cut after week three of the preseason because that's how it goes. It's always frustrating. Like, I'm so excited about football. Like, it's kind of that lull, at least it seems like it, that point in the year where sports just don't have as much happening. But that hasn't seemed to be the case this year, Rashad. Like, I don't know if it's just the way that we cover sports now, but like, with Cooper Flag in the summer league, maybe because being a Blazers fan, watching Young Hansen is keeping our eyes on screens, you know, as opposed to maybe a normal summer where we'd be out doing stuff. But I don't know, man. Like, there's just, I get like watching Hard Knocks, and then like I fall, you know, for like a kid that just seems like, oh, he's really, really liked by this coaching staff. Like, he's going to make the team, and then they just cut him anyways after two good performances. Like, none of this makes sense. This world does not make sense to me anymore. So I'm so excited for football, but it's hard to be invested because I've had my heart hurt before by preseason football there, Rashad.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it definitely, I'm a Patriots fan, so I've had more.
Does that even matter for Patriots fans?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's been some heartbreak there. It's been a lot of heartbreak. And right now we are in a sucky place, but actually I think we're in a better place than people, you know, probably want to give us credit for. And that's what I want to talk about today.
Okay.
Is, you know, kind of some of those storylines that maybe we're not talking about as much as we move into the season. Obviously, things have been very much around, will Philly be able to, you know, repeat or at least get back to that level? Are we seeing a different version of this Chiefs squad? Is Lamar Jackson finally going to, you know, get over the hump and win a Super Bowl? You know, but for you, what are some of the biggest storylines going to the season? I know, personally, I'm looking at this Cleveland Browns situation. They've got a lot of rookies. Like, a lot of rookies.
Yeah.
And they've got a big quarterback room right now. Obviously, some of those guys probably won't be in that room. You can't have five. So, you know, some of those guys won't be there. But they have a full rookie class, which includes a running back who just got arrested. And, you know, all type of things. I'm looking at this Cleveland squad saying, I'm not saying they're going to be good right now, right? But I think they have enough young tools around them to where we could see potentially this Cleveland team take a couple steps forward. Maybe not this season, but the next one.
I mean, it looks like they have I would say, enough of a plug-and-play offense to where it doesn't necessarily matter who your quarterback is until week 7 or 8, and especially where Cleveland plays. It's a cold weather city, so you need a strong offensive line and you need a good run game. The passing game, you know, that's kind of ancillary and takes care of itself, especially come November or December. They're going to be leaning on that running game, and that was why Nick Chubb's injury a couple of years ago was so devastating for the Browns and frankly surprising that they could even still compete for a playoff spot in the last couple of seasons. But that's because you have a guy like Joe Flacco that, oh, little wild card, that experience coming in and able to maybe bring some, I don't know, calm feelings to the huddle as opposed to the level of change that huddle's experienced. Yeah, it's a joke. Like, obviously, the guy with the long jersey of quarterback names that have been there since the, I'm sure it was the Tim Couch draft or whatever he started the first one as. Like, they just need a little bit of stability in Cleveland. And I think that's, you know, something that they're trying to find amongst their 5 quarterbacks. Is probably going to be down to 4 officially once they're able to get Deshaun Watson off the roster, or if they don't, they'll just put him on like the pup list, or they'll find a way to keep a roster spot available for somebody else. So look at it as 4 quarterbacks. And I do wonder, you know, the storyline there with Shedeur Sanders v. Dillon Gabriel, if any of those guys is going to get on the field before Joe Flacco or at any point during the season. People are throwing Kenny Pickett out there, and I'm like, hell no. So
how bad does it have to be to put Kenny Pickett out there? How bad does it have to be to put Kenny Pickett out there?
I mean, he's literally already been passed on by 2 teams. His original team in the Steelers thought that he was the franchise guy. That didn't work out. Couldn't even be a backup in Philly to Jalen Hurts. So I get it. You need something to write about during the offseason, but like, stop. Stop throwing out the Kenny Pickett stuff. Like, he will be cut. I would be shocked if they cut Shedeur Sanders and kept Kenny Pickett at this point.
There's no way
you go
up.
You go more upside. Like, and it's frankly, it's just as stupid to see these articles about, oh, Shedeur might be playing in the CFL. Like, guys, I get it. He dropped in the draft, but can we stop ripping on the kid?
We really don't like this kid.
Like, I didn't like the kid in the draft, but like, it's getting to a point, Rashad, where it's kind of even starting to annoy me and make me wonder, like, guys, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Are we evaluating the on-field product, or do you not like his daddy? Because I don't like his daddy, but let's watch what's happening on the field.
It's both, you know. Yeah. I mean, Shedeur is a brash young kid, you know, and likes to show his jewels, figuratively, not, you know, literally, and, you know, like to let everybody see.
Sitting watching the draft in the Louis Vuitton blanket, not the best look. And I understand why people...
I'm going to give Shedeur a pass is because, and this is going back to the draft, the most important day of his life became probably the most humiliating day of his life, and he never stopped smiling.
Yeah, good
and
for him.
And he never had a terrible attitude, and he didn't come out and I'm going to make all these 31 other teams that passed on me. He didn't do any of that stuff. He just smiled about it and went on to do his job. Him and his brother are cracking jokes about it. Like,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's the kind of guy you want, man. Somebody that's cool, calm, and collected. And as my trigger man, I don't want to see you all extra emotional because things don't go your way.
Yeah.
As quarterback, sometimes things are going to go wrong. And I'm looking at the schedule for this Browns, and there's going to be a lot that goes wrong for them this year. Like, they start the season with the Bengals, loss. After that, they got the Ravens, loss. After that, they got the Packers, loss. After that, they got the Lions, loss. Vikings, win. Steelers, loss. Dolphins, yeah, we'll see. Patriots, yeah, probably win, but it's the middle of the season, so maybe they get their ish together by then. But these first few weeks of this season for this Brown squad, it's gonna be tough. You're gonna want a quarterback that's gonna be able to go in there and not lose it, not completely lose it. I think Shador can do that, but also think having Joe Flacco to start the season is gonna be good. I'll give Flacco 3 weeks before they make a change and say, man, bring in the lefty. Bring the left.
3 weeks. Now that's it.
I give him by week three. It's the Packers. They lose the Packers and they have to go to Detroit the next week after that. Yeah, look for a change.
Well, Joe Flacco is an Aaron Rodgers, so
that Bengals team is still very good, and they got their receivers. And you know, Joe Flacco, as long as he's got, you know, those guys to throw to over there, like, that team is always scary. When you got that two-headed monster from in the backfield from Baltimore and Lamar Jackson and King Henry. That sucks. You play this Packers team who looks like they're trending the right direction. None of these bode well for you if you're the Cleveland Browns to start your season. So to have a quarterback that's not going to be able to – not going to shake under those circumstances, I think Dylan Gabriel is a good choice. But Shador, I think, is going to gives you more upside.
Dylan Gabriel's a little short. And if I have to – I mean, I've been bagging on Bryce Young for the Panthers, although he did have a little bit of a resurgence in the second half of last season. So we'll see if he can continue that. And maybe short guys in the NFL will actually work. So maybe I shouldn't bag on Dylan Gabriel's height as much. But sticking in the AFC North, Rashad, as far as storylines I'm looking at for the NFL season, I'm wondering what the hell's going on in Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers signing a late offseason signee as, what, like a one-year, $10 million deal. Their starting quarterback for 2025 announced, along with that it will most likely be his final season, looking to go out the right way. He's saying all the yada yada stuff and trying to, you know, get out there and kiss babies and get everybody to love him again. But it's not just the Aaron Rodgers situation. I know Steelers fans get sick and tired of Mike Tomlin using the quarterback as essentially a plug and play and like an emergency last like second fill, you know, in the off season, or just kind of a lack of a true overall plan going forward. It's more of a year-to-year thing. But honestly, that's not even the biggest concern for me. It'll be interesting to see how they work with DK Metcalf. I heard Colin Cowherd say it. It's actually a really great point. You moved on from George Pickens, who was a head case.
Yeah.
You brought in another head case wide receiver in DK Metcalf. You need the number one guy, but it'll be interesting to see if Aaron Rodgers can deal with that. Then also, they're talking about shopping TJ Watt. Like, I understand he wants a new contract. I don't agree with not wanting to play in the last year of the deal that you signed just because you want more money. I hate that, but he is one of the best defensive linemen still, even at age 31, 32 in the NFL. So don't let TJ Watt go. That's stupid. You need him in that city. And then the trade.
Minkah
Fitzpatrick for Jalen Ramsey. What the hell are you doing?
And I like Jalen Ramsey, but not for Minkah Fitzpatrick.
No, and he's making too much money still. And yeah, you're literally giving up one of the best interior linebackers to trade for a great cornerback at one time in the NFL, but isn't he on the downswing in his career? Like, I don't know. Mike Tomlin does things because he's got reasons he'll never tell you about, not necessarily always agreed with, but he'll come out on top. He has every single year outside of that one tie. I mean, he's literally had a better than 500 record, not just a 500 record.
For as bad as Kenny Pickens was last year,
he's always able to make it work.
They were 10-7. And I will say DK Metcalf is better than George Pickens, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think Aaron Rodgers is better than Kenny Pickett. And so just that and it's all because Aaron Rodgers last year, per his stats, was a top 10 quarterback for a bad team. But per his stats, he was still a top 10 quarterback,
which
shows you that he can still sling it and still be that guy.
In cold-ass New York.
And now he's going to go to cold-ass Pittsburgh, and I think he's going to be just fine there. I actually think this Pittsburgh team, if they won 10 games with Kenny Pickett, I think Aaron Rodgers is worth 12. He's worth two more games.
Yeah, I agree. So, it's just the defensive side of the ball that I mean, but that has always been Mike Tomlin's thing.
Yeah.
But I think some of these offseason moves make
I think now you have a little more offense that can maybe make up for the loss of a Minka Fitzpatrick on the other end. So, yeah, man, the NFL, I can't wait. July 31st is the, what is that, the Hall of Fame game?
Yes, sir, in Canton, Ohio.
Canton, Ohio, that is the, hold on, let's go back.
It's the only thing that goes on in Canton every
year. Yeah, I don't think it's the Rams against the Lions, 5 p.m. on Peacock or NBC, whatever you want. Nobody's watching it, so it doesn't really matter. So,
people will be watching, Rashad. Are you kidding me?
Do you watch the Hall of Fame game?
I watch it. It's not necessarily like appointment viewing, but it's on.
Yeah, it's on. It's on. Sure, I'm not watching. It's like the Winco Foods Open. Like, it's on TV. I ain't watching it, but it's like on. Just so if I pass or need something quiet in the background, it's there. But I'm not necessarily listening.
It's that indicator that football's back. It's like you gotta have it on. That's why it's like always nice. It's like, oh, my dad's birthday is coming up, which means
football, baby. So I can't wait, man. We are right around the corner, which means soon we're going to get to our divisional picks, you know, for each division and see who is going to come out as top dog.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.